Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Bo Pan, a master's student from Shanghai Key Lab of Scalable Computing and System in Shanghai Jiao Tong University. And I'm also a research intern in Intel Asia. And today I will give a presentation of our research paper on MDEV NVMe, an NVMe storage virtualization solution with media pass-through. It is a joint project between our lab and the Intel Corporation. Here is the outline of our presentation. First, I will give a background of our project about the NVMe virtualization, and I will show the motivation of developing our project by giving some comparison between the formal virtualization mechanism for NVMe. Afterwards, a full architecture of our MDEV NVMe will be introduced, and some more implementation details will be added. I will give a complete experiment between our MDEV NVMe and the mainstream virtualization for NVMe. I will also give some suggestions for the NVMe users with some accurate experiment results. At last, I will give some discussion about the importance of porting to replace interrupts in the virtualization, and we will give a summary of our presentation at last. First, the NVMe is a parallel high-performing interference and command set design for non-volatile memory-based storage. NVMe device has been designed from a logical device interference where storage media is attached via a PCIe bus. NVMe SSDs can deliver I/O operations with a very high throughput and low latency. And NVMe defines two main kinds of commands, main commands and I/O commands. As a result, it designs admin SQs and CQs and I/O SQs and CQs. And also, doorbell registers are designed for controlling the status of the NVMe queues. The main characteristic of NVMe makes the NVMe to be a superior storage choice for data-intensive data centers. And also, NVMe SSD are also used to accelerate I/O missions between system storage and other PCIe devices, such as GPUs. It was introduced in last year ATC paper spin. I/O virtualization is a key component of cloud computing, which not only optimizes utilization of physical resources, but also simplifies the storage management, providing a simple and consistent interface for complex functions. With respect to NVMe devices, limited PCIe slots make NVMe virtualization very essential in data centers so that the benefits of NVMe devices can be shared among the VMs in data centers. There are many three different kinds of virtualization approaches for NVMe. First, blind mode, which is to implement SCSI to NVMe translation layer on the hypervisor, or the virtual mode, which used pure virtual NVMe stack by distributing I/O queues among the VMs, or try to provide a physical mode. It mainly means the SRIOV design based on NVMe controllers. In our research, we will discuss some mainstream virtualization, including VirtIO, user space driver in QMU, which is introduced by FamGen and SBDK. So, if we want to develop a more efficient virtualization for NVMe, we may consider some basic requirements. First, the virtualization mechanism must ensure high throughput of the VMs so the guests can reach quick data access and can get benefit from the parallel processing. Also, the virtualization mechanism will ensure very low latency because a virtualization mechanism usually brings latency overhead when content switch happen. There are some other important requirements in the device virtualization. For example, it needs to provide a device sharing feature so that one device can be shared between separated VMs. Or also, the virtualization need to provide the device feature so the guests can use original device driver and it can see what device it's using in its guest VMs. Also, we need to provide some support for migration. Here we use VirtIO and VFIO to represent two main kinds of virtualization ideas for NVMe and other PCIe devices. VirtIO uses just the original VirtIO block driver, so it has no specific optimization for NVMe. VirtIO may suffer from suffer great overhead from the software layers, including file system block layer and I/O scheduler. In our VirtIO experiments, the throughput and latency can only meet about half of the native performance. On the other hand, VFIO can use a direct pass-through, which will let the only one VM to occupy the entire device. It can provide near native performance, but it has no device sharing features. So we consider to combine the two kinds of ideas. We need to provide it near native performance, and we need to provide a device sharing feature. From our point of view, we think media pass-through is a very good idea to solve this problem. Media pass-through is an intermediate between the direct pass-through and the full emulate virtual devices. It will choose to pass through performance-critical resources, but also emulate the privileged operation and resources. There are some famous media pass-through research for mainly on GPUs, and there are three papers accepted by ATC in formal conference. So inspired by this media pass-through research on GPUs, we try to build our work on NVMe. Here is the architecture of our MDEV NVMe design. The media pass-through virtualization is a full virtualization mechanism which provides device sharing with a near native performance. All guests require no modification to its raw NVMe drivers and can utilize all the basic NVMe commands. The MDEV NVMe is a kernel model within the Linux host system, which offers three important functions. First, it will do the basic device emulation for PCIe. Since NVMe is a PCIe device, it has its PCIe registers, some NVMe registers, and some interrupts. And also, it will provide the admin queue emulation and I/O queue shadow. The admin queue is more privileged resources, so it needs emulation, while the I/O queue is more performance critical, so we try to pass through it. At last, we also need some DMA buffer access. These three parts of function is the main technical points of our design. Here are the implementation details. First, the most important resource of NVMe devices is the queue. We separately design a queue handling mechanism for admin queue and I/O queue. The NVMe device only have one pair of admin SQ and CQ, so it must be shared between virtual machines. If the guest admin queue want to create I/O queues, the NVMe, the MDEV NVMe model can directly create corresponding physical I/O queues in the host kernel without any interference. if the guest admin commands only want to check and manage the information of the IO status, the MDEV model can directly write or update the information from the NVMe doorbell register with the MMIO operation. As for IO queues, since an NVMe device can maintain over one pair of physical IO queues and IO SQ and CQ, so we can do a queue shadow. We can bind the guest IO queues and the host IO queues by providing a simple DMA and LBA translation. Once the guest wants to write or update an IO command, the MDEV model will directly write the translated commands into the shadowed physical queues and update the device doorbell register with MMIO. It will try to pass through the critical, the performance critical resources. When a guest IO queue are shadowed with a corresponding physical IO queue in DMA and LBA translator to achieve resource partition and better IO performance, and after translation, a virtual IO queue ID is bonded with a physical IO queue ID. And the translation result will be stored in a translation table, which is maintained in the host kernel. And all this translation process is based on Intel EPT support. The address is GPA, and the MDEV NVMe model will use VFI opening pages interface to translate the GPA to HPA. It will ping the DMA buffer in the host memory to ensure the isolation of the VMs, and as for the particular IO commands, the SLBA in guest IO commands can be modified and copied in the host IO queue by applying a space area offset, and it will ensure that all the virtual devices can only occupy a sequential partition area of the physical device. With the MPT for queues and the translator of DMA and LBA, our MDEV NVMe can work correctly, but the performance is still unsatisfied compared with native performance. There are two main kinds of overhead. One, when the guest IO commands are translated and submitted to the corresponding physical queue through an MMIO operation, it will result in VM exit. And two, when handling interrupts generated by the physical device when updating a doorbell register of completion of a physical queue, these two kinds of overhead may decrease the performance. So we consider to use an active polling mechanism to replace the interrupts. As a result, the shadowed SQ tail doorbell, the shadowed CQ head doorbell, and the host CQ are stored in the host memory, and they can be directly fetched and immediately updated by the polling threads. This will help to achieve a better performance against the traditional interrupts. With these implementation details, we do the experiments with these configurations. First, the hardware configuration, we choose two kinds of NVMe SSD. First, the Optane is the one of the fastest devices of the NVMe, and we will try to give the results on its fastest devices. Also, we choose P3600, which is more normal devices, and it's more useful, more widely used in data centers. Also, we choose FIO test benchmark as our application benchmark, and we ensure that we do the experiments using a direct IO operation. We do comparison experiments on VertIO, farms, user space, driver in QMU, SBDK, both its vhost SCSI interface and vhost block interface to give a relative performance with our MDEV NVMe design. First, it's the throughput performance. The upper part of the figure is the normalized performance, and the bottom part is the original results of the benchmark. As we can see, MDEV NVMe can get the best results on all benchmark results with its active polling optimization. And besides, SPDK also show better results since it's used the polling idea as well. The Vert IO and FarmZ driver, user space driver in QMU does not give the similar results. As for the latency performance, we first concentrated on average latency. As this figure shown, the MDEV NVMe can overcome the latency overhead of virtualization because it overcome the frequent VM exit since it uses active polling to replace the interrupts. It works very well on both Optane and 3600. However, SPDK, we can see SPDK vHost block interface does not perform very well on 3600, while it can achieve a very good results on Optane. SPDK may not make very full use of 3600 as our MDEV design. Also, we consider about QoS performance. We use the tail latency to represent it. The QoS from the figure, MDEV NVMe can bind the 50th and the 99th latency performance in similar level, and we also compare that the 99th, 99.99th, and 99.999th tail latency in a different virtualization mechanism, and MDEV NVMe has the smallest intervals between these three kinds of tail latency performance compared with other virtualization mechanisms. As we mentioned in the former section, we need to provide device sharing. So we do the scalability results. As we can see, we're increasing VMs in benchmark with IO depth only equals one. The performance of 4K random read will increase because NVMe read performance are not fully extended when there is no multi-queue optimization. When the queue depth is very large, and for example, IO depth equals 32, MDEV can guarantee that multi-VMs can work together without any performance, obvious performance drop. So it can show a very good scalability with a device sharing feature. We also focus on the influence of the I/O block size in the I/O performance. The throughput performance is very good when block size is bigger than 4K, while the average latency performance will become unacceptable when the block size is very large. So our MDEV NVMe can provide a stable and excellent performance of both throughput and latency. When we choose the block size as 4K, 8K, and 16K. And the performance is better than SPDK, or even the performance is better than native performance since we use the active polling. The main agreement of MDEV, NVMe, and SPDK is that the virtualization mechanism should take active polling instead of interrupt handling. The traditional virtualization mechanism are often based on trap and emulation. The trap of VM exit needs additional content switches between VMs and the host kernel or the hypervisor. The NVMe protocol is very high performance, so it cannot suffer from these frequent VM exits. So if we would like to make full use of IOQ resources, we need to provide it polling when the IO workloads are very aggressive. Also, if we want to support adaptive polling with a mild policy for IO acceleration in some future works, and we also expert that the high-performance I/O devices will be designed with components to actively support or cooperated with supporting. It's the idea about our the future design. So at last, I will summarize our contributions. Our MDM NVMe is a full NVMe storage virtualization mechanism, which takes media pass-through as our main implementation. And MDM presents the admin queue emulation and the IO queue scheduling, and achieve both high throughput and low latency and reliable scalability. We offer large numbers of FIO benchmarks to prove evidence for NVMe, and we will give some suggestions for the NVMe users in the industrial workloads, and we raise some focus and consideration of the influence of block size, and we also raise a discussion about polling and versus interrupts. This is our main contributions. Okay, thank you. Any questions?
We're open for questions. Please introduce your affiliation before asking questions.
Okay. Igor Hu from UT Austin. So if I understand it correctly, the admin queue is the command queue, right? Yeah. And since all the VMs are sharing the same command queue, do you have any fairness guarantees? And also, I'm wondering, do you have any reasons for the design or fundamental limitations that you have only one command queue?
Okay. The admin queue is not the something like you said command queue, because it's just admin all the IO queues, but the accurate IO operations are all only connected with the IO queue. Admin queue maybe it's just tell the users how many IO queues you will use and how you create, you use, and maybe one when did you create it, and something else. It does not connect it with accurate I/O commands. So there is no fairness problem, since admin queues update is very, very unfrequent compared with the I/O queues. And also, another problem is also the same answer, because admin queue is not the bottleneck of the virtualization in this NVMe devices. From our experiment results, maybe the I/O queues will be updated thousands of time and even tens of thousands of time, and admin queue does not need to be updated.
I have another related question. Since it's shared by all the VMs, will they cause some security concerns, like decreased isolation, these kind of things?
Pardon?
Like all the VMs are sharing the same admin queues. And I have very poor knowledge about the admin queue in this situation, but I'm just wondering, will it cause any decreased isolation or security concerns?
Yes. So you mean it's the isolation problem. So it must be device emulation. So the all the VMs only first write into the emulated admin queue, and then the hypervisor will try to manage all the things. So the hypervisor will guarantee the isolation. Well, if we try to use the same idea like the I/O queues, it must happen. The isolation problem may happen. So when we use device emulation, the performance may decrease, but the isolation problem will be overcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Peter Desnoyers, Northeastern. So I'm really interested in the results here, in particular the performance. The downside seems to be, that you're dedicating three CPU cores to polling, which is a huge CPU tax, unless you have, monstrous machines. And so does that, can you describe in more detail what the effect of reducing the number of cores on polling is, and also what you know, if you have multiple NVMe devices that you're virtualizing, is that now 6 and 9 cores, or is it still the same tax?
Yeah. Thank you for the questions. The main overhead of our design is that we try to use some other cores to polling. The speaker's question is about the number. We can ensure that as we mentioned in the paper, we will pull 3 kinds of things: the shadow SQ tail doorbell, the shadow CQ head doorbell, and the host CQ. And all these three things can be pulled only by 3 polling threads. With the increase of the VM's numbers, we also use these 3 polling threads. But when the VM's numbers is very large, the polling performance may not very well as the number of the VMs is very small. But we must do some trade-off between the polling thread numbers and the performance.
So by thread numbers, do you mean, I guess, 2 follow-ups, if it's OK. By polling thread numbers, do you mean full CPU cores? And the other half of the question is, you talk about increasing the number of virtual machines, but what if you increase the number of NVMe drives?
One VM only have its own guest driver in its guest OS. So the number of the drivers is just equals to the numbers
of... not driver, but say I plug 2 SSDs into 1 machine, I need 6 polling threads or 3?
If we use 2 devices, maybe the number is... And now in our design, it will double, but maybe as the speaker says, we will consider to optimize this problem.
Yeah. Thank you.